This is Serenade Radio with the best in easy listening. Now here's Mark Stein with Stein's Song of the Week.
Once upon a time, there were three brothers born to British civil servants in India. The oldest got to number one in 1961.
Well, I ask ya, what a way to treat a guy. What a way to cheat and lie, because I wanted you.
That's Eden Kane, and if you're thinking, I don't know any trio of Kane brothers. Well, his real name was Richard Sarstedt. The youngest brother's real name was Clive Sarstedt, but he changed it to Robin Sarstedt.
You touch my fingertips and my heart is aglow. You bend to kiss my lips and I can't let you go. Maybe I should resist, I'm a fool, I know. But at a time like this, my resistance is low. Your eyes have magic, they seem to say, come closer, come closer, my darling, come closer, and somehow I can't break away. Can't you see that I...
That didn't quite make number one in 1976, but it got awful close considering it's a note-for-note copy of Gordon Jenkins' arrangement for Hoagie Carmichael a quarter century earlier. So Clive Robin Sarstedt, the youngest brother, Richard Eden Kane Sarstedt, the oldest brother. Here's the middle sibling, getting to the top of the charts 8 years after his big brother, and making the Sarstedts the first brothers in the history of the hit parade to have separate solo number ones.
You talk like Marlene Dietrich, and you dance like Zizi Jarmaire. Your clothes are all made by Balmain, and there's diamonds and pearls in your hair. Yes, there are. You live in a fancy apartment off the boulevard Saint-Michel, where you keep your Rolling Stones records and a friend of Sacha Distel. Yes, you do. But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head, yes I do.
That's what we now call very Marmite-y. You either love it or you hate it. The Radio 1 disc jockey John Peel confidently pronounced it the worst song of all time. Although, given the thousands he evidently considered superior, I am disinclined to defer to his judgment. Nevertheless, I once worked with a rather leaden alternative comedy act who, whenever a joke bombed, would intone deadpan, just for fun, for a laugh, ah ha ha ha. Although neither they nor I, as you just heard, could do that weirdly unnatural forced laugh, ah ha ha ha, half as naturally as Peter Sarstedt.
Your name, it is heard in high places. You know the Aga Khan. He sent you a racehorse for Christmas, and you keep it just for fun, for a laugh.
Ha 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 ha, who's got the last laugh now? Millions of people evidently disagreed with John Peel and other naysayers. Peter Sarstedt's song was number one in Britain, number one in Australia, number one in New Zealand, number one in South Africa. And it was translated into German, Dutch, Norwegian, Finnish, Czech, every language except French. Do you know who had the Swedish hit? Bjorn from ABBA.
Nu Du blir fröken Sverige. Du är söt som Eva Aulin. Du har ljust hår och ögon vars färg är så blå som hos Ingrid Thulin.
The Orne and the Hootenanny Singers. Yes, that was really their name. Apparently perfect for a hip happening pop act in the swinging Swedish 60s. And Sakna du Nagod Minchara, which means, are you missing something, my lovely? Stig Andersson made the Swedish title a little more explicit than the English original. As for that opening verse, it translates as, you really could be Miss Sweden. You're cute as Eva Orlin. You have the light hair and eyes of Sweden, as blue as in Ingrid Thulin. You are nice. It's harder than it looks, isn't it? Ingrid Thulin was a favorite actress of Ingmar Bergman. Eva Orlin was the winner of Miss Teen International, who went on to star in the Franco-Italian-American big-screen softcore erotica Candy, which didn't really work out for her. Johnny Mercer used to say that writing music takes more talent, but writing lyrics takes more courage. By that, I think he meant that it's very hard for a tune to be ridiculous, but that when you put words to a tune, it's very easy to be ridiculous. An off-kilter adjective, a just slightly too insupportable allusion, can easily tip a song into risibility. I used to feel that way about Where Do You Go To? The music is an undistinguished waltz played on guitar, except for a bit of accordion scene setting at the front and back to let you know it's all very French. Which worked. I see on various websites that it's now listed under chanson, which must have Charles Trenet turning dans sa tombe. But the text touches me more as the decades roll by. It's a virtual time capsule of an entire sensibility. You talk like Marlene Dietrich. Well, that's quite something.
You're so cheap, you're wholesale.
And you dance like Zizi Jarmet. Well, nobody dances like Zizi Jarmet. If you know your entrechat, she did the best sixes of anyone on the planet. But if you practice, you could sing like Zizi Jarmet.
C'est très malin, rien dans les mains, tout dans le coup de rein.
Your clothes are all made by Balmain.
Recapitulating Balmain's favorite themes is this evening gown with scarf and belt, sleeves, length, waistline, ocean pearl accent and buttons, and the envelope look. In other words, a woman is a woman again, as far as Paris is concerned.
And there's diamonds and pearls in your hair. Yes, there are. Well, no, there's not. Not in Peter Sarsgaard's hair. Preparing for his moment of pop stardom in 1969, he eschewed the diamonds and pearls and had his hair sculpted into a busby. Don't ask me why. But I thank him for it. If the coiffure helped him skewer with absolute precision the cultural moment, an A to Z of the Euro zeitgeist. You live in a fancy apartment off the Boulevard Saint-Michel. Ah, la boule miche. Is there any cooler address than the tree-lined Haussmann Boulevard that divides the 5th from the 6th arrondissement? What better address at which to keep your Rolling Stones records? That's enough of that. We're an easy listening station, remember? You can keep your Rolling Stones records, but what about a friend of Sacha Distel?
Tu es le soleil de ma vie. Tu es le soleil de mes jours.
Soleil de mes nuits, tu es le soleil de l'amour,
ainsi nous nous étions trouvés.
En nous cherchant depuis la nuit des temps.
Oh, 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 tu es le soleil de ma vie.
Sacha Distel duetting with a very, very good friend of his, Brigitte Bardot.
A friend of Sacha Distel, yes you do. But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head, yes I do. I've seen all your qualifications you got from the Sorbonne, and the painting you stole from Picasso. Your loveliness goes on and on, yes it does. When you go on your summer vacation, you go to Juan-les-Pins with your carefully designed topless swimsuit. You get an even suntan on your back and on your legs. And when the snow falls, you're found in Samoritz with the others of the jet set. And you sip your Napoleon brandy, but you never get your lips wet. No, you don't.
It's the story of a type, the chic continental who knows everybody and moves in all the right circles. What does she do? Does she act? Does she sing? Who cares? She just has to be. We all know the type. Well, okay, we don't know her, but we've all seen the type across the room at a party and we've stolen a glance. And maybe she glances back and writes you off as a total loser because she's got bigger fish to fry. Picasso, the Aga Khan. And we console ourselves with the thought that maybe, as she shimmers from Juan-les-Pins to Saint-Moritz, she's not really happy underneath it all.
But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Won't you tell me the thoughts that surround you? I want to look inside your head, yes I do.
What a nifty idea. Beautiful people appear fully formed. One minute you are nobody, the next you're wearing Balmain and jet-setting to parties. But at evening's end, where do you go to? As you're lying in bed, do images of your non-glittering past, the humble childhood and the first crummy jobs, come swimming up into your head unbidden? It's a nice thought, even if from time to time it reminds me of a line Jack Jones likes to use in his stage act. Quote, whenever this whole crazy phony show business scene gets too much for me and I need to connect with my roots and get back to what's real, I return to the small town where I grew up, Hollywood. Which is true. His dad was Alan Jones from the Marx Brothers movies.
I remember the back streets of Naples. Two children begging in the rags. Both touched with a burning ambition to shake off their lowly bone tags. So they try.
Peter Sarsstedt wrote it in 1966, 3 years before it hit the charts. The tune is just interesting enough to tell the story, and with one very memorable structural tick to break up the even lines of the folk song verse format, Sarsstedt has a little tag at the end of every quatrain. There's diamonds and pearls in your hair. Yes, there are. You never get your lips wet. No, you don't. It's a potentially very annoying hook, but it works very well and helps make the song sound French. It's basically that seesawing ahoy hon sound that the English do to mimic the French, but with words put to it. Ahoy hon, yes there are, yes you do. And I'm never quite sure whether the misaccenting, I've seen all your qualifications you got from the Sorbonne, you know, the Aga Khan, is also meant to make it sound more French, like a chap singing in his second language, or if it's just the bad prosody of 60s pop songs.
So look into my face, Marie Claire. and remember just who you are. Then go and forget me forever, but I know you still bear the scar deep inside, yes you do.
Two children playing in rags, she's one and he's the other, and she's moved on and he can never be part of her life again. With Carly Simon's You're So Vain, you probably think this song is about you. There was much speculation as to who Mary Claire really was. It was said that the song was about Sophia Loren, who was abandoned as a child and grew up on the back streets of Naples. Others said, no, no, don't get hung up on the Neapolitan details. It's really about Nina Van Pallant, one half of the Danish duo, Nina and Frederick. Only Peter Sarsstedt knew the truth. Where did he go to with his lovely when he's alone? If you got to look inside his head, what would you see? Who exactly would his muse, the girl dressed by Balmain sipping her Napoleon brandy, turn out to be? Peter Sarsstedt supposedly wrote the song in Copenhagen in 1966, but was thinking of a girl he'd met in Vienna the previous year and had fallen in love with. So where was she now? Well, she'd apparently died in a fire in some hotel she was staying in. Or so the composer said for decades. And then he finally came clean to the gossip columnist of the Daily Express. Quote, "It's funny how if you tell a lie, these things come back to haunt you," he said. "I started the rumor about the girl who died in a fire, but it's completely untrue. I made that up because I was under pressure to come up with an explanation. It isn't about Sophia Loren, although I would have thought about her because she was very famous and she's in the song in spirit. Nina Van Pallant has nothing to do with it. Mary Claire was meant to be a generic European girl. But if she was based on anybody, it was my then-girlfriend Anita Atka. I had been introduced by a fellow busker when Anita was studying in Paris in the summer of 66, and it was love at first sight. She watched as I composed, because I was in her room most of the time, so she knows things about me then that others don't." In 1997, Peter Sarsstedt wrote a sequel, catching up with Mary Claire all these years later. He worked hard to come up with a similar array of cultural allusions. Instead of Marlene Dietrich, there's Isabella Rossellini. Instead of Zizi Jarmet, there's Nureyev. Bauman's out, John Galliano's in. Bye-bye, Samoritz. Hello, Gestad.
On golden sandals, you walk marble terraces in Cape Town and Rio de Janeiro. In the company of people with money and looks, a most studied and glittering scenario. Great names in politics and charity adore you, in ballrooms with diamonds and dancing. Loving but serious, poise and certainty, every move made career enhancing. A major player in the world of haute couture, in the salons of Paris and Milano. Somehow you've delayed the aging process, looking stunning in John Galliano. But you keep your secrets inside Marie Claire. What right have the paparazzi to pry? No one's
interested in knowing the truth, but they'll always believe in a lie. So act out the destiny, play out the role, follow the romantic creed. You are the last of the breed. Years spent in agony at the Ballet de Russe, too tall for a prima ballerina. A figure so graceful in a non-classical sense would have delighted Nureyev had he seen her. Face slightly imperfect, day mirror underwater, Isabella Rossellini from a dear distance. Eyes evanescent, lapis flecked with gold, as though from the very roots of existence. You keep your secrets inside, Marie Claire, quadrant of the paparazzi to pry. No one's interested in knowing the truth, but they'll always believe in a lie. So act out the destiny, play out the role, follow the romantic dream. You are the last of the breed.
But lightning doesn't strike twice, and what came so effortlessly in 1966 seems very labored 30 years later. The moment passes. Balmain went bankrupt, Sasha Distel died, the Aga Khan got very boring. Where Do You Go To is a snapshot of its time, and such a good one that it will endure a while. There are all kinds of weird cover versions by everyone from Right Said Fred to the Finnish rocker Hector. And since its deployment by Wes Anderson in his film The Darjeeling Limited, the song now has a belated cachet in America. To some, the jangle of the pseudo-Gallic accordion will always signal the opening of a cheesy novelty number. For others, it evokes a long-lost summer in a lost France. It's such an unusual point of view for a pop song, the glamorous life viewed by a childhood friend left far behind. The pop culture allusions are deft and glib and hugely enjoyable, and the yes you do, a ha ha ha, gives it the throwaway feel of a young man about Paris enjoying a café au lait at a table on the sidewalk in the Latin Quarter, strumming his guitar and trying to impress a girl, the girl. It's very artfully artless.
You talk like Marlene Dietrich, and you dance like Zizi Jeanmaire. Your clothes are all made by Balmain, and there's diamonds and pearls in your hair. Yes, there are. You live in a fancy apartment off the boulevard Saint-Michel, where you keep your Rolling Stones records and a friend of Sacha Distel. Yes, you do. You go to the embassy parties where you talk in Russian and Greek, and the young men who move in your circle, they hang on every word you speak. Yes, they do. But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head. Yes, I do. I've seen all your qualifications you got from the Sorbonne, and the painting you stole from Picasso. Your loveliness goes on and on. Yes, it does. When you go on your summer vacation, you go to Juan-les-Pins with your carefully designed topless swimsuit, you get an even suntan on your back and on your legs. And when the snow falls, you're found in Samoritz with the others of the jet set. And you sip your Napoleon brandy, but you never get your lips wet. No, you don't. But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Won't you tell me the thoughts that surround you? I want to look inside your head, yes, I do. You're in between 20 and 30, a very desirable age. Your body is firm and inviting, but you live on a glittering stage. Yes, you do, yes, you do. Your name, it is heard in high places. You know the Aga Khan. He sent you a racehorse for Christmas, and you keep it just for fun, for a laugh. They say that when you get married, it'll be to a millionaire, but they don't realize where you came from. And I wonder if they really care or give a damn. Where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head, yes I do. I remember the back streets of Naples, two children begging in the rags, both touched with a burning ambition to shake off their lowly bone takes. They try. So look into my face, Marie Claire, and remember just who you are. Then go and forget me forever, but I know you still bear the scar deep inside. Yes, you do. I know where you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed. I know the thoughts that surround you, 'cause I can look inside your head. Na, 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 na.
A song from Me to You, written and performed by Peter Sarstedt. And at the end, when the violin creeps under and we're back to the back streets of Naples, the author is actually pondering a rather profound question. What is the essence of identity, and does it survive? I know where you go to, my lovely. I know the thoughts that surround you, 'cause I can look inside your head. Peter Sarstedt died in 2017. But what happened to the muse, to Anita Atke? Well, she went back to Copenhagen and became a dentist. Peter Sarstedt spent half a century singing about wanting to look inside her head. And for most of that time, Anita has made a living by looking inside everybody else's.
Stein's Song of the Week was presented by Mark Stein and produced for Serenade Radio by Brian Savin.